Welcome back to another episode of On Life and Being Human. I'm your host, Catherine Colleen, and this is the podcast where we help you create a better life through complete connection to yourself, to others, and the world around you. Today we're going to be doing a guided meditation for connecting to your needs. Before we get started, quick shout out to new listeners in El Porto, Portugal. Obrigado por esta conexión. Thank you for this connection. So glad to have you here. Glad you could join us. If you have thoughts, questions, ideas, just follow the links in the show notes and let me know what you're thinking, what you're working with, and how I can help. Let's get started. This meditation supports the stage two task of connecting to your needs. We have many needs: physical, mental, spiritual, medical, professional, and more. In this task, you are cataloging your needs in these categories. The challenge here is to be completely honest about what you need without judgment, and then being willing to stand up for your needs without guilt. So this meditation will support the honesty, non-judgment, and strength needed for this task. Take a moment to get comfortable. You can sit or stand or lay down. It doesn't matter. You can close your eyes or keep them open. Do what works for you. Be somewhere that you can focus intently, or somewhere that you can safely zone out of reality for a little bit. Let's come into presence. Take a slow, deep breath and let it out like a sigh of relief. Be at peace. You are here now. Take another slow, deep breath, and this time, send it out slowly, consciously, with purpose, all the way. Be at peace. You are here now. Pause and repeat these breaths until you feel relaxed and at peace. We begin in the mind. We are probably there already. What does your mind feel like? Is it busy? Is it calm? Is it full? Or is it lacking something? What does your mind need? You can be honest with yourself here. What intellectual or professional skills or opportunities or time do you need? Take a moment. Why have you not had that? This is not a judgment. Just being honest with yourself. As you name your needs, you feel something. What do you feel? Guilt, shame, joy, amusement? Name it. Focus on the feeling and ask, why you feel it. Wait for the honest answer. Dig deep for the truth and hold the truth in love like you would hold a child. Let's scan down to the heart now. What does your heart need? Why do you not have it? Explore this and seek the truth. What do you need? Why do you not have it? What are you feeling? Hold the truth in love. Take a moment. We'll scan now down to the lower dantian. This is a space in the middle inside of your belly, right in the center of the gut. When you focus on this place, you might feel it open into an infinite space. Stay with it either way. And we ask, what does your soul need? When asking for what the soul needs, don't overthink it. Answers come quickly. Acknowledge them and explore this for a moment. Ask this space, what does your soul need? Move outward now to your whole body. What does your human body need that it is not currently getting? Again, what feelings come with acknowledging those needs? Hold that feeling like you would hold a child, holding yourself in love for having that feeling. It's just a feeling. It's okay. We all have needs in the body, in the mind, in the heart, in the soul, that are not being met. That's why they are needs. We find them, we meet them. It's okay. So what does your whole body need? Why are you not getting it? And are those excuses, or are those real reasons? there any difference? Dig deeper. We have found now a list of needs and a whole bunch of emotions that those needs bring up. And underneath those emotions is the truth of why the needs have not been met. Fear of failure, fear of success, unworthiness, laziness. It's okay. There is not one person on this earth that has not felt these things before, that has not been held back by these before. Feel appreciation for these fears and doubts that have held you back. Yes, appreciation. Appreciate them for trying to keep you safe. But you don't need them anymore. It is time to stand up for your needs. Find a way to meet them, even just a little. Choose to meet them, and a way will be found. Resolve it to yourself to meet these needs, even if how is not obvious yet. When you're ready, bring your awareness back to your surroundings. Notice how you feel. You might feel empowered, renewed, and centered in your truth. Take this feeling with you and return to it anytime you like. Remember to attend to your needs regularly. Practice this honesty, non-judgment, and non-guilt to strengthen your ability to meet your needs as they evolve over time and through experiences, because they do evolve. As life situations change, your needs may change. Some of them will, some of them will stay the same. So we are in a constant evolution of identifying, what do I need now? And allowing that to change, and allowing ourselves to find a way to meet those needs. And it may not always be obvious how to meet those needs. But when we resolve to meet them, and we're okay with not knowing how quite yet, the answer will come. So return to this exercise often. I recommend anytime there's a major life change, certainly return to this exercise. Or if there has not been a major life change, it's worth it to just check in maybe once a month. Maybe at least every few months. Because life itself is always changing. Thank you for joining me today for this guided meditation. Send in your thoughts, ideas, and questions. Just use the links in the show notes. And, of course, right now I am on tour, on full-time permanent tour for a good long while. If you find that I'm coming through your area, come to the website, send me a text. Let me know how I can help. I hope to see you soon. And as always, I'm wishing you, Purna Asati, complete connection.